This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
She was asking, is it okay to do a baby shower, right? So basically a party for anticipating the birth of her baby. Is it okay to have some kind of party, you know, gather her friends and celebrate? You know, they'll probably bring gifts for the baby, for the mother. And that's, it's like a Western tradition, if you like, right? Is there anything wrong with us doing that? And the answer to that is that, you know, when it comes to personal celebrations like that, that are not related to religion, okay, they don't have a religious history, they don't have a religious significance, right? They're not kind of Christian or Jewish or any other religious kind of festival or linked to that at all, right? Then those kinds of personal celebrations, they're fine, you know. It's fine for a person to have a party for any reason, right? For any reason that they want to celebrate something. So there shouldn't be any issue with having a party for that. However, I would actually encourage brothers and sisters, instead of having a baby shower, to have an aqiqah after the baby is born, right? To instead put your energy into preparing for some kind of party to have after the baby is born, when you're having the aqiqah, which is, you know, where we sacrifice an animal and we distribute the meat, two sheep for a boy, one for a girl. And we can invite all our relatives, our friends, on that occasion, because that is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? I would actually encourage us instead to do that. And there's a number of reasons for that. First of all, you know, obviously it's the sunnah. That's the actual prescribed way of kind of welcoming a child. And it's a nice opportunity to distribute the meat. Again, the reward for that, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every child is ransomed by their aqiqah, right? So it is something that it has that significance. But the other reason is, brothers and sisters, that I've actually known of people who had a baby shower, which is before the baby is born, had a party. People brought so many gifts, anticipating that it was going to be a girl, for example. And, you know, very kind of girls, baby girl gifts and all sorts of things. And then sadly, the baby passed away during labor, right? So the baby was still born. And then, of course, that couple ends up having a house full of baby gifts that they've had from before that now, sadly, they can't use, and also is a constant reminder to them of their loss. So I think, you know, instead of having some kind of party before the baby is born, I think there's great wisdom in having it after the baby is born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And of course, the aqiqah is the sunnah, which is the best thing that we could be doing, right?